Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Samuelson's got no stick. McLeod just dropped him at stick.
Nylander trying to get the Leafs drawn in a little bit to open it up right here. Far circle, Luukkonen slides over and makes the stop on Matthews, holding at 3.99.
UPL, one of the first moments of the game. For the moments in your life, go forth to Firth Jewelers. Sabres fall to the Maple Leafs 4-0. Let's do quickly as a goalie, Owen Parker. Lindy got really mad about the fourth goal being given up. You're pulled out of the net. They score the empty netter. You go back in. Mm-hmm. You give up another one. Is that as mad as a goalie gets?
100% the maddest you can get as a goaltender. I used to hate those goals. And what was even more impressive was my dad was always very calm, at least to me. But if that ever happened to me, I could feel him like combust on the side. Like he couldn't handle it.
Uh-huh.
I probably handled it a little better than him, even though I may have snapped a stick or two after a play like that.
But, yeah,
I mean, it's just a horrible job. Bryson's just sleeping and slides over to try and kill a play on the wall that's mm-hmm. nothing and gives Robertson a lane. It's horrible.
So that's
that's the worst goal.
Give me a comparison in life. That's like what
that
the
is...
game is because the game is over.
That's like getting a speeding ticket, and you got your car when you get to your destination, and like a bird poops on your head or something.
But I'd be still madder about the speeding ticket. The fact that this makes you the maddest. What's
more mad?
Apply it somewhere else for me. It's what?
It's incomparable. It's just
it's insult to injury or whatever you want to say. But I mean, Lindy was really mad about it, and I get it. Like people,
yeah.
But you're. Whatever, just digging into like what it means. You're expecting a team to, hey, everybody, dig back in. The game just ended, effectively. Yeah. But it's very important that you dig in right here and we don't get scored on again.
Yeah, it's an awkward spot as a coach and as a player, but it's still just...
I'm not disputing
it's
it.
It's the job. Like, you have to do that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just, it's a brutal, brutal place to be.
Owen Parker with as a goalie. Luukkonen gave up that extra one.
I was trying to think of like a golf analogy. It's like a par 5, and you're 250 away, and you think, okay, I can get there. So you pipe a 3-wood, and then you blade the chip. Is that good?
I don't know. I mean, you've got to give me a comparison where something is over.
It's over.
You've already suffered the injustice.
That's right.
And then something else happens.
Yeah.
And you're even madder about it. So anyway, if you want to try that on, you can. 803-0550.
I have a putt to break 80. From 7 feet, I miss it, and then I walk up for the 2-foot tap-in, and I miss that too.
There you go. Maybe.
It's closer. I want to find a good one. Because it is a horrible goal to give up.
Yes.
Horrible.
Speaking of golf, had a question for you about Josh Allen I wanted to get to. Because the Masters...
And it's a golf question?
It's more about pressure. Because this week has been... I've been... consuming more Master stuff and more Rory stuff just to kind of get the historical context of what happened. And I was reading Kyle Porter, who writes at Normal Sport, and former CBS golf writer. And one of the things he pointed out about McIlroy, I want to make this about Allen, because there's something different about Rory's pressure versus some other pressure. And it's a small difference, but the way that he said it was kind of interesting to me, which is that there's pressure of, will you ever do a thing? And then there's pressure of, will you ever do a thing that everyone agrees you should do?
Mm-hmm.
There's pressure for Justin Rose to win a Masters. There's pressure over every putt. Ludvig Åberg, he's got pressure on those putts down the stretch. So does Corey Connors. If Corey Connors had a putt to win the Masters, yeah, there's a lot of pressure on him.
Right.
But I don't know that everybody on earth agrees Corey Connors should win a Masters.
No, nobody probably thinks he should.
Right. So
he has to.
Let's take this to Allen for a moment. If the Bills get to, not the Bills, if the Texans get to a Super Bowl, mm-hmm, CJ Stroud will have pressure on him. Does the world agree that guy should win a Super Bowl? I don't think so.
No, not
quite. Does the world agree Josh Allen probably should?
Yes. Yes, everybody would say yes.
And Rory was talking about the pressure to do something that people tell you you will. Before this tournament at Augusta, Jack Nicklaus picked him to win. All the greats are like, I think Rory's going to win it. Imagine that all the greats are just like, oh yeah, I'm picking you. No pressure. You should win this.
Mm-hmm.
You're the, and Allen, to me, the Bills winning the Super Bowl and the comparison to Rory finally breaking through at the Masters, like, that's not that far off. And it got me to thinking about Allen. Do we think that he feels pressure? Internal, external? Because I don't think he often looks like it. And that doesn't mean he doesn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But with McIlroy, we see him battling through it. You can watch it happen.
Yeah. And he's spoken about it too.
Yes, yes. And that's because of a decade of whatever, missing...
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opportunities to majors.
A decade of not winning.
Speeding away, not speaking with the media after the Open. Like, there's no doubt. Like, he feels that. And with Allen, I just wonder, because I think Bills fans might start to feel like, the clock is ticking. Let's get something done here. Let's make sure we capitalize on the Josh Allen era. He's amazing. He's got to do it. And I don't mean pressure like if he doesn't, we're mad at him or we're blaming him. Just a level of everybody kind of agrees this guy should win one.
A level of pressure that it affects your actual play. How about that? Because that, to me, happened to Rory. The pressure affected his play. It affected shots. It affected putts. I mean, that happened. Allen Can you think of a time or a game where that, like, I'm not saying there aren't any.
Yeah.
But with Rory, it felt like you got them, you got those moments a lot. At least recently, you've had them a lot. Well, actually, no, you can go all the way back. He talked about 2011, how that was another one where, like, he was feeling it. And he was younger then, but he's always kind of had that. So, with Allen, like, what's that game? I have one in my head, but it's so long ago, and it's kind of before anybody would have said, oh, he's got to win. He's got to win the Super Bowl.
Houston?
He played in Houston in the playoffs in 2019. Like, he was red-faced.
He was 2011 Rory.
Yes.
I mean, really, he
100%.
Was. 100%. He was, look at this guy. He's amazing. He's not ready for this.
What is he doing? Right. Rory was putting it in the water, and Allen, it was, I'm throwing laterals to Dawson Knox on the final drive over his head. So, since then, it's like become clear, like, oh, this guy should win. This guy should win the Super Bowl.
Should win. We all think he should win.
Like, the only bad game, I would say, he's had in the playoffs is the Bengal game, and that, you could say, was as much about the whole team around him as it was him in pressure, right, and mental exhaustion from DeMar Hamlin, and, like, that doesn't get attributed to, oh, he just cracked under pressure. I don't see Allen getting cracked under pressure.
No.
I don't think.
No, in fact, we all kind of think when pressure goes up, Allen gets better, but...
True.
It's all, again, like the comparisons are rough sometimes. What does Allen do? On the 18th hole, he's usually pretty good. On the 17th hole, he's usually pretty good. The mistakes in the last Chiefs game came like 10th, the 11th, when he misses a throw to Curtis Samuel, who had a lot of room to run. Or like going back to the AFC Championship game, they scored a bunch of points. He played really well.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, whatever. I realize golf comparisons don't work. Like, Rory shot 73 and won. 73 is not necessarily a good score, but it was enough.
No, he was over par for the day,
right,
wasn't he?
And Allen goes out there and shoots 5-under and loses. He has the Justin Rose rounds.
Yeah,
where
it would be more like if Rory had lost it. This is at least 13 seconds. I don't know if you would say this is last year too. That it would be like if Rory had. He had played really well on Sunday.
And somebody shot a 62.
He shot a 67, 5-under. But, right, Bryson shot like an all-time round, and that's why he lost.
Right. And that's not
that
choking.
That would be closer.
That's not choking that somebody else beat you.
Right. What are the Allen choking moments?
I don't really have any.
No, it's just that Houston playoff game.
No, the only ones.
That's it.
Again, choking is tough because choking really, you only get that when you're in the lead.
Yeah.
And the Bills have been trailing. At the ends of these games.
No, yeah, this is right. This is right.
I mean, it doesn't have to be that way.
If you have a shot to win it at the end.
And you airmail a throw, sure.
And even, like, the most recent example, like, there always is just kind of this out for him. And I think it's deserved. I'm not saying, like, he deserves all the blame. It's, okay, that fourth down play. If I just look at the box score and don't think of the game, it's Josh Allen's got the ball with 2 minutes to go, and he's got a chance to win it. In Kansas City, down 6. And there it is, fourth down. And the play fails. So on the surface, you could say, oh, you choked there. You had a chance to win the game, and you turned it over on downs.
Mm-hmm.
But we watched the game, and we saw that ball got to his tight end.
Mm-hmm.
After the play call was like, he should have never in a million years been able to get that ball off. And he gave his team,
gave his guy a chance.
So even that, it's like, in that moment where... This is designed for you to fail and for you to choke.
He still
kind of pulled it out to at least give his guy a shot. So there are not really these moments for him. So I think it's – can I even go even further with it? Maybe I don't need to because, again, we're kind of showing that there aren't really these choking moments. Look how he deals with pressure, like in the literal sense, like a pass rush over his career.
He's never...
Guys in his face, guys around him. Like, he's calm, cool, collected. He knows where to go. He knows the awareness. He knows where guys are.
Or when he's frantic, and that's like the Rory comparison, when he's frantic, he's just going to make the best play. And that's, you know, like the 7-iron around the tree.
Yeah.
It's about the top-level ability. So,
It's not bad. Allen, though, like, I think that's the difference between him and Lamar right now. Is Lamar's got these plays that people can point to and say, oh, he choked.
Right, he fumbled a ball.
He choked.
He airmailed one against the Bills.
The pick six to Taron Johnson, if you want it. Like, oh, look at Jackson over here.
He really played.
I don't think his is to the degree that, like, Rory's was. But you've got these certain plays with Jackson that you don't have with Allen.
He did have Mark Andrews drop a ball.
He did. And the GM is non-committal, and Andrew's coming back next year now. So that could be his. That'd be tough, man. You're like last the moment. All-time player, all-time tight end for the Ravens, and that might be your last moment with the franchise.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, do we have a red flag on Cam Ward as the number one pick? I mean, he's saying
other than his name being the same as a goaltender from – never mind.
Yeah, I get that. He's been saying stuff on Twitch while gaming, and it's kind of funny. We'll decide if it, you decide out there if it's a red flag, if you would want your QB1 saying things like this. 803-0550, our number. We'll play that with Joe Marino of the Locked On Bills podcast at the top of the hour on WGR.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.